The Sundance Film Festival is known as the spot for documentary lovers. This year, one particular doc is catching people's eye. It's about a young girl with big dreams. Her name is Sepide Hushyar, and she wants to become an astronaut, like her hero, Anousheh Ansari.
I'm here at the International Space Station, the place I always wanted to be.
Becoming an astronaut is not an easy thing to do, especially if you live in a conservative country like Iran. The film is called Sepide, Reaching for the Stars, and it's currently showing at Sundance. Berit Madsen is the film's director. She's from Denmark and is in Park City, Utah. And I've got to tell you first off, Berit, I don't believe Sepide is for real. She is simply too spectacular to be a real person. For starters, she writes in a journal as if she's talking to Einstein.
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, that was one of the first things that struck me. Well, first of all, she is real. I can promise she is in flesh and blood. And, you know, the first day I came to her house, she was showing me this diary. I mean, I came to her room. I saw posters of Einstein everywhere. I think for a teenager, you might expect to have rock stars or supermodels under the wall, but for Sepide, it was Einstein. She had read in these books that when Einstein was a kid, he was not considered very normal. You know, his head was too big and he had weird thoughts, but he would insist on going his own way. And I think that Sepide had found some kind of, inspiration.
Where did you come across her? How did you meet her?
Well, it really happened by coincidence. I knew Iran before starting making the film Sepide, because my husband is from Iran. So I've been there, but I just by coincidence heard about this place. I'm telling you, in the middle of nowhere in Iran, it's 600 kilometers south of Tehran, where there was an astronomy club and an astronomy festival, and where boys and girls would go out in the night to look at the stars, you know, without any adults. And it was just really bizarre news for me. It's not really supposed to happen in Iran, so I just had no choice. I packed my backpack and I hurried down there to see, you know, what was going on.
Now you mentioned that the boys and girls are getting together in this astronomy club, and I also found that pretty shocking.
Well, it is again. It's really strange news. It was for me, even knowing Iran. So I went there, and you know, one night there was this little group of boys and girls coming, and among them there was Sepide with this really big, you know, telescope. She was 14 years old, and the telescope was almost the size of her body. So I went with them to the mountains in the night, and I was just, you know, immediately attracted to Sepide. There was, you know, her shiny eyes and her, you know, she was like burning on outside of the skin. But I'd also realized that under the starry skies, this was really, how to say, a little space of freedom for the young people being out there. You know, no adults was coming with them, and they found a little the little corner of the world to be together in a way that's definitely not possible on a sort of normal day-to-day living in Iran.
Now, how do you get into these people's lives? Because what's so incredible about this movie, one of the things that's so incredible is, you know, for years you follow Sepide and her family and other families and her teachers, and you know, not all of it's pretty.
I think for one thing, it was, I had a privileged access in the sense that I know Iran, they know, I know Iran, so I know the cultural codes. I also know, you know, how to behave and how to, they gave me a lot of trust. I didn't come with a hidden agenda. I came because I was attracted to finding out what was going on. And then I got so attracted to Sepide. You know, her dream is to become an astronaut, which is quite a big dream.
It's a big dream for anybody.
It's a big dream for anybody, definitely. And for her, of course, it was this mixture of losing her father when she was a child, and she had made the promise to her father that one day she would become somebody big in astronomy to make him proud of her daughter, but also for her insisting on deciding her own life. She wanted the universe.
Yeah. As you say, this is, in one sense, a small story about one Iranian girl living in the country, moving heaven and earth to follow her passion. But in a sense, it is a universal story as well, isn't it?
It is. And for me, you know, with this first meeting of Sepide and just really feeling that, you know, it might be a very, very strong story. But then I was also very fascinated by feeling that through CBD I could, enter the spirit of the youth of Iran, which is really, broad-minded people, young people who just, want to be part of the world, who are very open, intellectual, curious people. The film has not been shown in Iran yet, but there has been some small clips on the internet, and I've started to get a lot of response from young people in Iran, saying that I'm living in the north, and I really, really also, I understand CBD, and I'm also into astronomy, and it's quite interesting. It's also a coming-of-age story. I think a story that we can all relate to. It's basically also a story about that if you dare to dream big enough and you're willing to fight for it, you're willing to pay the price, we might even get, closer or further than we would even imagine.
Berit Madsen is director of the documentary film CBD, Reaching for the Stars. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.